Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a poll up there going on somehow. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes somebody else does it. But the stories are there. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And it's hard to keep up. It's hard to go through it. Right? Because, you know, I'm the one that's going to decide what goes on there. And I start looking through all these stories. I never know really which ones to put up there. But as far as I'm concerned, they should all be up there. I mean, anything that gets that affects your day-to-day business, if you would. I'm not talking about just being a businessman, but I mean anything you've got going on during the day. What are your kids going to be subject to? You know, one of the things I always said to my kids, and I remind them this with their kids, is that those kids didn't ask for you. I used to say to them when we were having serious talks about stuff, I said, you didn't ask for me. I brought you into this world. It's my responsibility to make sure that you have the basics you need to succeed. Not too much stuff, but the stuff that you need to move forward. You know, take it down to the rudimentary level. When you went to school, I'd make sure you had a backpack, shoes, clothing, pencils, pens, paper. That was my job. Make sure you got enough sleep, good food. Your job was to go to school and do your homework, get it done, learn, and not be stupid. Yeah, I said stupid. Get over it. So we all have our job. We all have our things to do. But when it comes to kids especially, if you missed it, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me every Monday in our second hour. You can always find her on our website or you just Dr. B Radio. Really that simple. And we deal with this stuff pretty bluntly. You know, I always say things like, look, if you don't want to do the work to have the kids, give them to somebody else. Give them to somebody who loves kids, somebody willing to do the work that it takes. That doesn't mean giving them a smartphone or an iPad, sit them down and say, here, go look it up yourself, or go do this or go do that. That means checking out. What are they doing for homework? What are they learning? I have learned, I've been on a education board for 12 plus years. And I am amazed in the last few years, since all this stuff has heated up, how many calls I get now of parents saying, why are my kids learning this? Why are they seeing that? Why are they doing this? Well, what grade is your son or daughter in? Well, he's in the 10th grade. He's been learning this for the last 5 years in junior high and high school. In 10th grade, you're just catching on? And please do not tell me. I'm not trying to be mean here. If this is you, I'm not trying to be mean. Please do not tell me in a two-parent home, don't talk to me about my husband's got to work two jobs or three jobs. I got to work two jobs. Then you got too much stuff. You got too much something. If you can't spend time with your children, those kids that you brought into the world, that you say you love and you care about, if you can't spend some time with them to see what they're learning, take a look at it. Instead of sitting on the couch at night relaxing with one of your magazines, go through your kid's history book. Now, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Look at what they're reading, what they're learning, what's being shoved down their throats. Look at the government book, the social studies, whatever books they got in there, take a look. And don't give me this stuff, you don't want to invade your kids' privacy. They don't have privacy until they're 18 years old and they're paying their own rent and they're paying for that room. They don't have any privacy because you're bringing it to my house. You're not going to bring stuff into my house I don't want. That includes music. I just had this discussion with a... I know, I'm all over the place, sorry. But I just had a discussion with a Christian friend of mine who's having trouble with his son. And I've had his son around. I know the family. Good family. But his son is going off the deep end. I said, you know what? I've been telling you for years that music that he was listening to, MF this and F that, and everybody's listening to it. He's going to get it anyway. You can't stop. What a defeatist attitude. You can't stop him anyway. Really? So what? Your God's dead? You have no control of your home? I can tell you some stories I did to my kids. Not physical harm, but I can tell you some stories you'd be horrified at. Because I told them not to bring it in the house. I don't want that music. I don't want this. I don't want that in the house. When they brought it in the house continually, I did stuff to it. Made it unusable. I'll put it that way. And they finally, guess what happened? They finally stopped bringing it into the house. You can win the battle. You have to be willing to be more stubborn than they are. You have to be willing to make sure that you've taught them who the authority figure in the house is. Because, look, I got news for you. If they're not doing it in your house, if they're bucking your authority in your house, they're doing it at school. They're doing it at other places they're going to be. You've got to get control. As I said again, they didn't ask for you. You brought them into the world. It's a lot of work having children. It is, you know, it's, if you want to advocate that responsibility to the school, then you're not going to like what you're going to end up with. Because they don't stand for your principles. Chuck Schumer in the news. What's new, right? He refers to homeless kids as retarded. Now, I got to tell you something. Personally, on a personal level, I don't get it. We use this word for years. I think it's is it really that demeaning? It is a statement of they have retarded, or you know, isn't that what it's called when you try to progress with something and it's not really going the way? It's retarded. It's slowed down. It's not really working well. Not moving along the way it should be. They prefer mentally challenged. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused here. I mean, isn't that kind of worse? Who turned the word retarded into such a negative, nasty word? Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of TCN Live. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are some messed up white people.
We are back. It was the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. All right, so, you know, Leader Chuck Schumer... Somebody on the right, can you imagine somebody on the right? And I really do hate to do it this way all the time, but it's a true statement. If somebody on the right made this comment, it would be a 24/7 news story. And every one of the alphabet soup news sources would have this. But, you know, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer referred to mentally challenged children who were homeless as retarded over the weekend. Now, before I go on with the story... I would say, you know, looking with his age and what have you, this is where you guys on the left just lose it. People make mistakes. Okay, people, for years the word retarded was not a negative term. It just meant your child, that person, that adult or what have you, had some mental issues to deal with. They were not as advanced as they should be. It's a bad situation to be in. But it didn't necessarily mean the person using the word was being nasty or hateful about it. Now, I'm not sticking up for Schumer. I'm just saying it could be the same thing there. His generation, that was a common term used for mentally challenged kids or people as a whole. Now, during a podcast interview on public housing, he said, I wanted to build, when I first was an assemblyman, they wanted to build a congregate living space for retarded children. Now, again, I say, I'm not sticking up for the guy. I don't even like the guy. But this is where we on the right need to be honest, and we need to be truthful. And we can't just pound on the left because we don't like them. It's not the right way to be. But listen to what he said. They wanted to build a congregate living place for retarded children. In that day, that's exactly what it was called. I used to work with retarded kids, what they called retarded kids, back in the late 70s. And I was in high school, and you had to, you know, I wasn't a saint, but you had to do community service that would, you know, you got some points towards your graduation. And they had the something young retarded children, whatever, all right? That's what it was called then. I'm not going to change the name because that's not, if you go to look it up, you won't find it under the new, you know, mentally challenged home for children. You won't find it because that's not what it was called. And it was actually quite fun, okay, because these kids were so appreciative. It was a carnival-like atmosphere. Yeah, they got out, you know, the city kids, they brought animals in and like petting zoos and things. It was really cool for them. And so, what am I supposed to do? Apologize for calling them at the time? Because you know how it is today. If I was quoted in the paper saying, yes, I worked with the retarded kids, that's supposed to be a negative thing now. Now I'm supposed to be hated for using the word, the vernacular of the day. No, it's wrong. Schumer would not say the whole neighborhood was against it. And these are homeless kids. They just needed some help. Are you hearing what he's saying? Again, I don't agree with him most of the time. I may not even agree with the project that he was working on. But listen to what he's saying. This is not one of those, this is not one of those battles to die on, or one of those hills to die on. He said the whole neighborhood was against it. It was for homeless kids. They just needed some help. He just, and maybe at that time in his career, he really did care about other people. He really did want to get it done. He really did want to help them out. Now, President Barack Obama, or like I'd like to say, ex-President Barack Oblamo, he signed a law in 2010 striking the term mentally retarded. Why? No, come on, seriously, why? If it's in a legal document, if it's in, you know, a medical, you know, laid out in pure medical term, right? Mentally retarded just means mentally slow, not really progress where they need to be. So we're going to find all these other terms to make them feel better. It's George Carlin does a whole, if you guys can grab this, I don't want to play it on the show, but you grab it. George Carlin does a whole piece on PTSD, which is fantastic. And he talks about how, in his day, he talks about the why we have this need or seem to have this need to soften words. Right? To make them sound better, not as hurtful. Well, I don't agree would soften these words up. I have an uncle that had what we used to call shell-shocked. Now, you'd have to be brain dead not to understand what that meant. And we knew what the guy, when there was, I mean, some of you are going to giggle and laugh, and I feel bad for him at the time, but if a truck went by and backfired for real, he was under the table. I can't imagine what that feels like. You can't either. I can't imagine what that feels like. And I really wouldn't even make fun of it. And if somebody said, hey, you're going to park with Uncle Tony? Yeah, I'm going to park with Uncle Tony. Yeah, okay, Uncle Tony's shell-shocked, so, you know, just be aware. Oh, I knew what that meant. I knew what I needed to watch out for. I knew if there was a loud noise or a bang, I had to care for him. I had to make sure he was okay. Now when you say somebody has PTSD, that runs a gamut of things. And it doesn't even sound bad, really. Right? And now, okay, so what's his PTSD from? Was he beat up by a certain group? Is that where his PTSD lies? Is he shell shocked, so to speak, from the old? I mean, what does it mean? It's
too inclusive.
Too inclusive for me, anyhow. And that's where we got to. We have to soften everything up to the point where we don't really even know what it means anymore. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, and yes, I guess you could say I'm sticking up for Chuck Schumer, but only in this instance. Let's not take it too far. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Today, remember, it's Flag Day. It's also my dad's birthday, and I know he listens to the show. I know some of his friends listen to the show. Because they can't believe I'm his son after they hear me, you know. And he's not a squishy by any stretch. College students say that the American flag is oppressive and racist. This is the first time we heard this, right? And if you didn't catch the first hour when I start talking about some of this stuff, you know, sit down with an immigrant. A real immigrant. Sit down with one that whose family was saved by the Americans coming into town, into their village, into their city. See how they feel about it. No, I'm serious. I've talked to many people from different countries who have said, when we saw the American flag on those jeeps, when we saw the American flag on those tanks coming into town, we knew we were safe. What do you think of that? I think that's wonderful. We will play the clip of what students say about the American flag and how oppressive it is. I didn't know. Maybe I have PTSD on the American flag. I don't quite understand how that all works. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. During the break, feel free to head up to the website. You can always donate. That's a real cool thing to do, too. There's a big donate button. You can't miss it. We'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died from the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter peak. President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one. I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, If you've not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccination, plenty of sites. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Trouble Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, if you head over to MyPillow.com, it's real simple, MyPillow.com. You know the guy, Mike Lindell. He really does support a lot of conservative causes. He helps a lot of us out. Not that he's personally ever helped me out. I met the guy, had a great conversation with him, loved his story about coming to Christ and really how he turned that company around. I mean, and it is a great story. If you can get his book, if you're not a reader, I will have him back on the show to give, quote unquote, his testimony. But it really is him coming out of being a functioning coke addict, if you would, all the way through to building a $1 billion pillow business, for God's sakes. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Head over there. He's got more than pillows, though. I didn't know this. So he's got pillows, blankets, pillowcases, sheets, the whole nine yards. But the thing he has that I love the most, that I just fell in love with, was his slippers. I didn't know he had slippers. He's got men's slippers. Some of you have told me you bought them for your husband. Father's Day is coming up. Listen, kids, it's a great thing to get them. I'm telling you, they're great. They're comfortable. You can wear them out to the trash cans or out to the mail, which I do from time to time. But just check them out, really. And if you put Joe in the promo code on your way out, you'll save some bucks, and I'll get some brownie points. It's always good to do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, it is Flag Day, and again, I'm going to say it again. You guys get tired of it. I don't really care. It's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. I know you check out the show from time to time. I know your buddies do, anyhow. Again, like I told you guys, I could never forget it because it's Flag Day. Kind of hard, right? But we have lost that respect. A lot of the old folks, that they think they're just old white folks, and that's why they love the flag. It isn't true. Talk, really, truly, talk to an immigrant. One that whose country was saved by the Americans. Talk to an immigrant as to what that American flag means to them, what it portrays to them, what it says to them. I think you're going to find a whole different meaning. And allow them to speak. Don't talk over them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Let's see what some of the young folks have to say about this whole, what's it called? Flag Day, non-flag, have a flag, don't have a flag. Take a listen.
Ophelia Jacobson with Campus Reform. Today we're in the great state of Texas at the University of Texas, Dallas, talking with students about the American flag. With Flag Day coming up, we want to know, is the American flag a symbol of oppression or a symbol of freedom for college students? Let's find out. When you see an American flag, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, America, our country, patriotism, and I guess recently a couple of negative connotations. Nationalism in a negative type of light and maybe some exclusiveness.
Nationalism. Why is nationalism so bad? Us first, and then we can take care of others? Terrible. Just terrible.
And some selfishness?
A lot of things come to mind. First of all, war. Second of all, let me see. Well, we've also taken a bit of land from Native Americans. That's unfortunate, too. And a lot, and it's just really terrible that we've done all these things. And
it's terrible that we've fed millions of people across the planet. It's terrible that we've sent our warships out when a country has a national disaster, especially our aircraft carriers who and battleships that can turn, you know, tens of thousands of seawater into drinking water. The meal. I mean, we're a terrible country.
This flag kind of reminds me of that, of all the sins we've committed against.
You know how these lefties are, though? Everything is about the sin. Not theirs, because they don't, you know, they don't do anything wrong, right?
Others.
It's just a flag, so I don't have tons of, you know, thoughts.
A symbol of a place to be and not something to really love and cherish with your whole heart, because that leads to a lot of blindness, I think, in my opinion. It's there. It represents something. What exactly it represents, I'm still not sure of myself.
When you think of the American flag, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Freedom. It's a representation of our values and what we are as a country.
Some students have told me that they think the American flag is a symbol of oppression, genocide, and racism. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Of course. I knew he was going to say that.
We've done so much under that banner. And we've just, and you know, the whole patriotism thing just sweep.
What's with the hand on the hip and the scratching of the head and like, boy, do I know more than you? See, this is the kind of kid I'd love to be. I'd love to have this guy come on the show with me. I really would. And I would have a vet here, too. And not only that, I would have an immigrant that was saved by, I mean, he has obviously not a clue. I used to say in the old days, yeah, I don't think he has two brain cells to rub together, but I don't know him that well.
All that narrative of racism, oppression, and the like under the rug.
I mean, I could see why certain people would think that, like, why certain people would see it as a, like, potentially representing that.
I see that point. I understand why you would think that.
I guess to some people it may invoke that emotion, and I understand that.
I guess I don't look at it positively. Like, I do look at it negatively. Again, I don't agree what this country is founded on completely.
There was a New York Times reporter who...
No, I love it. I love that. You know she's referring to the 1619, right? That we were founded on slavery. Couldn't be the furthest from the truth. And I can't believe how a lot of you, yes, a lot of you heard me, have let the left lie like that and have it just infiltrate our children, just seep into their brains and stay there. You need to be knocking it out of there on a regular basis.
On TV said that she was disturbed after she saw a lot of American flags lined up across the street. Would you be disturbed if you saw a lot of American flags in one place?
Absolute love of the American flag, I think, is very obviously correlated to, like, extremism in terms of, like, overt nationalism.
I've definitely...
I love that, right? Extremism? I mean, have you looked at your own group and what they have up for flags, what they do, what they push, any of their parades that are going on? And I'm not just talking about the gay community. I mean, seriously.
We've seen the American flag used as a racist symbol. You see people show up to, like, Trump rallies with their flags, waving and screaming in people's faces. Well, then, yes, that it makes it obvious what it means to...
Are these people that oblivious to Antifa? And BLM, for that matter. Have they not, you know, a guy shows up, let's just say this is true. Say she's 100% right on. The guy shows up in a MAGA hat. He's got a flag on and he's yelling in your face because he feels like you hate this country. And I get the emotion. All right? He feels like you hate this country. And yet, have any of these lefties talked about Antifa or BLM? They don't come up and yell in your face. They punch you in the face. They punch 80. They're cowards at best. To walk up and punch an 82-year-old, and we saw it, we had the videos, punching an 82-year-old man who could barely walk in the face. Yeah, you're a real man yourself, aren't you? Why don't you come punch me in the face? I'm okay with that. But you go after an 82, and then knocking a woman down in a walker? Three black kids? Yeah, I said it, black kids. All right, and then you got Antifa out there in warlike garb, throwing solid bottles of water at policemen. This is how come you're not talking about that? Why doesn't that bother you?
To them. Okay, yeah, I was very much see your point because, again, a lot of what this country is founded on and stands on is a lot of injustice, again, a lot of genocide. I see a lot of American flags on church grounds, which I find very, not trustworthy because I don't like the idea of tying in politics with religion, which is what this country heavily does even still today.
Have you ever heard of... See, here is a ignorant person. Never really thought to sit back and maybe read what our founding fathers wrote to each other. Maybe read, instead of taking what the left said to her, but what the left has printed in some of those rags that they have, why don't you actually find out what our founding fathers wanted for this country? I bet you she'd be surprised to find out that the first book, although it's a little up for toss, the first book, though, that federal money was put out for to have printed was a Bible or Bibles. They wanted them in schools. They wanted kids taught from them. Not taught the religious portion of, but they wanted kids taught from. They wanted kids taught the precepts and the principles of Christianity because they felt them to be good and whole and the right way to live your life. Boy, that lady would fall over now, wouldn't she? Joe Bassini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Well, I'm going to finish this clip because you've got to see the rest of it. Because you need to have as much heartburn as I do. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Bacaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And yes, this is your fault. Okay? Your old folks your older folks, if you would, you know, your grandchildren, your grandsons, your granddaughters, your aunts, your nieces, your nephews. These are the kids you needed to be talking to. What the American flag really means. What it stands for. What it represents. Listen to these people on college campuses. I mean, they are so far out in left field when it comes to what it really stands for, what it means. Notice that all of them, now remember, these were all the ones that probably ran around with the signs that said what love trumps hate. Remember those that were running around with? Have you really seen any love from these people? Any at all? And you know, what I really think is really funny is, here's these young people on a college campus, on American soil, where they got to choose what field they wanted to study. They probably got federal grants. They got all kinds of money to get in there, all because of capitalism, all because this is the United States. So I guess they're being oppressed by going to a college that they probably went totally free, but they're going to a college where they're being subsidized to big numbers. And what they don't realize is that in other countries, they would tell you what you were going to school for. They would tell you what you're going to have to learn. But they don't know that because their professors aren't telling them that. And you grandparents, you aunts and uncles, you mothers and fathers, you need to be telling your kids this stuff. They need to truly understand what's going on. Go back out to the Texas campus, you got to hear what these kids are saying about what they believe the flag stands for.
Something that would disturb you?
Not particularly, no.
I don't really see why that a bunch of our flags would be disturbing. I don't think that's appropriate.
Do you know what June 14th is?
Yeah, Juneteenth. Oh, wait, that's June 19th, isn't it?
Juneteenth. I've heard of it. Oh. It's on my calendar. Yes, I do believe it's the emancipation of the slaves in Texas, I do believe.
It's a date.
No, I do not.
America. All these knowledgeable college people, how smart they are, how informed, how enlightened they are. Not a clue.
It's June 14th. Oh my gosh. Yes, I should, but I forget.
So June 14th is Flag Day. Do you think we should have a whole day dedicated to honoring the American flag?
Not really. I don't care.
No. Let Juneteenth be what it is. Like, let it be that emancipation day.
So, I don't have a problem with Juneteenth. You guys have heard me say this before. I got Zoe and Sonia on my side, so I have no problem spewing out about this. Now, they want Juneteenth because it's Emancipation Day, right? Isn't it funny that the Democrats, who fought the emancipation of the slaves, who fought freeing the slaves, are all up for Juneteenth now? Right? Because it feels like the right thing to do. But I got one better for you. I've always said this. Some of you will find it distasteful, but I don't really care. I think we should have a Juneteenth parade. I think we should force one in every city, every major city in the country. And I think it should truly, truly represent Juneteenth. Okay? I think there should be banners with the numbers of Republicans that voted to free the slaves and the number of Democrats that didn't. I think there should be a KKK brigade in there with a big D on their chest because they were started by the Democrat Party and they continue on today as part of the Democrat Party. I think we should have the Margaret Sanger brigade with the numbers of how many black babies have been killed and her quotes about how she wanted to get rid of the undesirables. The black community. I mean, I think everything that the Democrats have stood for, I think we should have there. Right? I think we should have the women's suffrage with the numbers of Democrats who actually voted for that. Don't you? I mean, really, the parade should really, really show what the Democrats stood for. And these ignorant people here, they have no clue. They have drank the Kool-Aid and ate what was left over.
Day. To me, personally, I think it's a good thing, but I can see if some people would think it's a little bit redundant.
I mean, isn't that pretty much what 4th of July is? I mean, like, I don't think that the...
No, you moron! 4th of July is for the birth of the country. Flag Day is when the flag was... Somebody hit me with something. Hit me with a flag.
Flags, symbolistic, but like means a whole lot in terms of the country.
Did anybody hear when he was talking? Did you hear what I heard? Wah, 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 I have no clue. And that's what I heard.
Country, yeah.
It's not something I would celebrate, but if people want to, you know, let them do what they want. I personally wouldn't because I don't entirely, you know, love this place as much as some people do.
Then leave. Move. Nobody's. You realize this is one of the only countries on the planet where you can leave without getting shot? Did they realize, did they understand that? It's okay, you can go. We won't lose any sleep over it. I guarantee it. You know, there was an old saying in the 70s, what was it, America like it or lump it? I never really cared for that. I don't care for it now. But I would like to see our high schools. Rick Green did this when he was in the Texas legislature. I would love to see a test put in place to make sure our kids understood the Constitution, that they understood how government works, and they understood our basic history. Real history, not the fake stuff. Real history. Right? Before they can graduate. Otherwise, you can't graduate. Why do I want you out there and about? Why do I want you out about in the world spewing these lies, spewing these falsehoods for others to take on? It doesn't make any sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate it. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Do you think there'll be a coming backlash against these woke public schools? I mean, seriously, when you think about what you're seeing happen now with parents and you guys, boy, you know, I tell you what, you men, you're falling short, man. You really are. Not that I'm jealous or irritated that there's more women up there speaking than men. I'm irritated because there's not more men speaking up. How about that? And again, as I said, the coming backlash in public schools, it's here. It needs to grow. And as I've been saying, even as a school board member, if your school isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing, you either take it back or you pull your kids out. Remember, the school has to have attendance to make money or to get revenue. And if your school is not teaching them properly, if it's not teaching, I say this in my official capacity, and I say it now. We have no business teaching sex education. I have no problem with true reproductive health. And abortion is not reproductive health. It's actually very unhealthy to the mom, or the would-be mom, I say, and the baby. But I sure as heck don't think we should be teaching things like 1619. You know, the 1619 history, we shouldn't be teaching about sex. We shouldn't be teaching about relationships. That is not up to a school district to do. The reports coming out of school systems of Portland, Oregon, and its suburbs are simply terrifying. Children are being taught the narrative that that America is fundamentally evil. You just heard this at the college level. I mean, it's just disgusting. The rioters, these rioters who, you know, think about something. Cars on fire, buildings on fire. People throwing Molotov cocktails out. And that's a peaceful protest. We, you know, if we could recreate, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but if we could recreate the same riot, same peaceful protest just outside of Portland, I would mimic every single move that the Antifa made. The only difference is I put the people in MAGA hats. What do you think they would call that protest? That riot, that whatever, right? Yeah, you already know. I don't have to tell you. So now there's the city of Portland, which is very pretty, very beautiful. Now it's being held up. Right? The schools have adopted pedagogy of the oppressed. Think about that. They've got this idea that they need to teach these kids how bad. Now, mind you, again, teachers in these classrooms, they're teaching on American soil in a classroom that isn't costing those kids any money to go to other than their parents are paying taxes for it. They're in an air-conditioned and or heated building. They got the books they need in almost every case. They got pencils, papers, pens. They got everything that they need, including food. And this country is terrible, right? Until you start taking back the schools, this is, like I said, this is our fault. You conservatives gave up the schools, and you allowed the liberals to take it over. Until we decide to get involved and engage again, this is what you're going to get. It's not going to change. So make a decision. You're going to take back these schools, or you're going to let them ruin your children. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're here every day. Hopefully you'll join us. Be healthy.